AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Polls are open in Michigan, the crown jewel of today's presidential primaries. We're hearing that voters were lining up early this morning. One voter tells us she's scared witless, to use her word, of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, the two frontrunners. We don't know who she's going to vote for, but Trump, who's leading the Republican race, tells the Today Show,
"Well, I'm the only one that could beat Hillary Clinton, and a lot of polls have shown that, frankly, and I'm the one that's going to do the job. I'm the one that's going to bring jobs back to the country."
But Hillary Clinton, rallying Democratic supporters in Detroit yesterday, urged them to go to the polls.
"The sooner I could become your nominee, the more I could begin to turn our attention to the Republicans."
Now to presidential politics and the tension between the U.S. and Israel. The White House says that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu surprised the administration by canceling a planned visit to Washington this month. This morning, Israel says the White House knew Netanyahu was thinking about not coming for that visit. Our Daniel Estrin is in Jerusalem.
One Israeli official said that it's a tumultuous primary season in the U.S. and that Netanyahu did not want to be part of that tumultuous process. And in the past, Netanyahu has been accused of siding with Mitt Romney in the 2012 presidential campaign. So he may not want to give the impression that he is meddling in American politics now.
Daniel Estrin reporting from Jerusalem. Three of Maria Sharapova's major sponsors are now cutting ties with the tennis great after she acknowledged failing a doping test at the Australian Open. Nike, Swiss watch brand Tag Heuer, and Porsche. She says she took a drug test for health reasons without knowing it had been recently banned by the World Anti-Doping Agency. This is AP Radio News. Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak says he is hopeful that the missing Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 will still be found somewhere. Lawmakers in Malaysia observed a moment of silence today to mark this second anniversary of the plane's disappearance. 239 people on board, among them Jaquita Gomez's husband, Patrick.
"I'm just imagining their last moments. What are they thinking of? And I'm sure they're all thinking of their family that, you know, are at home, that love them. So it's hard, but we'll get through the day."
The search for the plane is continuing in the Indian Ocean. A Norwegian real estate broker is being praised this morning after he found almost $40,000 hidden underneath the fireplace of his new apartment and donated all of it to charity. Verman Thorkelson told us, "At first we started to celebrate like we'd won the lottery, but then I thought, this is not my money." Rita Foley, AP Radio News.